Yes, there have been moments, and I think that, you know, I've been quoted as saying, you know, you media guys are vultures, are like vultures. We are coming in every day, they are taking pictures. We are coming out, they're taking, how many pictures can you take of individuals? Okay? For me, it was much more about who first gets the story that is gone. You know, it was not so much, as I saw it, about an interest in the health of the man. But I can tell you that the time we've had with Tata at home has been much more precious. And I think from last week Friday until Thursday, it was a wonderful time. You know, if we can say the process of death is wonderful because the grandchildren were there, we were there. And so even for the grandchildren, I think it was a wonderful moment.
It's extraordinary that you speak of how almost beautiful this moment was, but you've been on record talking about how difficult the relationship with your dad was at times.
I think I am as stubborn as my dad. I have the stubborn streak. I speak my mind. And I think there were many times when my dad couldn't stand the fact that I was a woman. I would question. I would challenge. I did not agree at times with many things that he would say. I was angry. I was bitter as a child because I had a father who was there but not really there, you know.
Were there times you just wished that you could just be my daddy?
Yes, I told him so. I said sometimes I wish I could be my daddy. And I would come to you and talk about my difficulties, maybe with my marriage, my difficulties with my, about anything under the sky. But my father is awkward with his emotions. People don't understand that because they see him the public persona. But Tata had the public persona and the private persona. He couldn't express his emotions because he grew up in a society where you had to be seen but not heard. Okay, the African culture. Where you learned by emulating the others before you, where as a man you did not show your emotions.
But surely there must have been, as the years went on, moments of tenderness when you felt like, aha, here's daddy, the one who I've been missing.
Yes, there has been little things. I'll tell you one thing. You know, there was a one time when I was working in Kenya, in Nairobi, and my mother was in a car accident, so I flew down.